Hello, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist, and every week, or every 2 weeks, or maybe even every 3 weeks, I write a weekly newsletter about international radio trends and the future of radio, there we go. And this is the podcast version where I just read it out for you in case you're too lazy to read it for yourself. Now, I very much enjoyed speaking at Canadian Music Week last week. I link to a video of the panel that I hosted directly after my keynote. It was called Building a Strategy for the Future, Putting Discussion into Action. And on the panel was Matt Deegan, Ronnie Stanton and Leslie Merklinger. You can watch the rest, including my keynote, on CMW's website. You want to be searching for Radioactive 2022. That was the name, not a description. Now, it was good to be back in Canada. It did highlight, though, that things aren't really very back to normal. When I do long journeys, I write a trip report, which you can find elsewhere. Mainly, I write it to keep me sane. But as you'll see from the latest one that I wrote on the way to Canada, then there are still lots and lots of challenges to international travel. Toronto itself, full of closed stores and empty units. And walking around the city during a normal working day, Toronto seemed almost deserted. Now, I was there to talk about Canadian radio, of course. And Canadian radio is, through the fault of the CRTC, I believe, stuck in the mid-1970s. The lack of competition in the market is coupled with ownership restrictions that harm the industry and benefit the big owners. The radio business appears to be shrinking, unlike that of the UK or Australia. Government appears to wish to keep restricting it, preferring a future where Canadian radio is penniless but Canadian, rather than a future where Canadian radio is in fine health. Now, I heard a wonderful story when I was there of a program controller who'd been kept on for many, many years, despite never bringing in the numbers, being a poor manager and universally disliked by their staff. And on inquiring why this person was still in the job, senior management shrugged and said, well, that person knew the CRTC rules better than anyone else, which perhaps says it all. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some great people working in Canadian radio. There are, indeed. There are some pioneering formats in Canada, not least the original Jack FM format and the pioneering interactive format of Now Radio. But the state of the industry in the country is a concern, I think, and I hope that the CRTC sees the part it can play in emboldening the industry to do more rather than to restrict it into doing less. Elsewhere, Dan Taylor-Watt dives into how people are listening to the radio on smart speakers. They now account for 10% of all radio listening in the UK. That's a figure that's almost as high as listening through websites and apps. Now, Dan makes the point that Amazon and Google, which is market leader in most other countries, should be making more of the radio use case when marketing these devices. And I think that that's absolutely true. At home, I listen to radio through nothing else. Indeed, my DAB receiver will be making its way to the UK in the next few weeks to go to its next home. In Australia, the ABC is significantly cutting the staff within the ABC archives. If you've digitised the archive as they have, at least they've digitised almost all of the audio archive, 90%. They've digitised 35% of the video archive. And if new content is effectively already archived with enough metadata, then that means that the money behind 58 staff positions can go into programme making. And I don't necessarily see that being a problem. I've written a book. Well, I've written a chapter in a book. It was released last week. It's the fourth edition of Making Radio and Podcasts. I highly recommend it. I wrote a chapter about the future of radio. Anders Held from Swedish Radio calls it an impressive must-read, although, to be fair, he's talking about the book, not my chapter. News from shortwave radio. There's always news from shortwave radio, isn't there? Yes, in the US, someone is trying to sneakily use shortwave as a method to broadcast data for automatic trading to foreign exchanges. Bizarrely. They're using DRM, not for the quality of the audio, but because of the opportunities to add data in there. It might be encrypted, it might not be. No one really knows. apparently whoever's doing this hasn't heard of the internet. Not quite sure how any of this works. Existing shortwave radio stations in the US certainly are run by weird flat earthers, and new licenses are being sought by, in part, a bloke who holds a patent on tree water. Yes, water from trees. I think he calls it sap water. Anyway, that's nice. Sap water, oh, it sounds much the same as tap water, except it's out of a tree. Meanwhile, nobody has given me any data on how many real listeners shortwave radio has. And given the recent interests in broadcasting shortwave to listeners in Russia and Ukraine, you'd have thought that there was some form of data out there about the penetration of shortwave radio receivers in those countries. But it turns out that the best data we have is from more than 20 years ago. It's not that great, really, is it? I think we should possibly have rather better data. And finally, I noticed a radio station in the UK is flogging NFTs. So good luck, everybody, with that. The radio station by name is Capital FM 95.8. And they are flogging NFTs for the summertime ball, which by the time you hear this, has already happened. Thank you to Richard Hilton, to James Masterton, and to Brun Audio Consulting for your ongoing support of this newsletter. I'm very grateful to you all. Brun Audio Consulting, by the way, is at brun.co.uk, in case you wondered. If you'd like to support my work in any way, you can buy me a coffee. Become a member to give regularly, or just give a one-off coffee or five. buymeacoffee.com/James Cridland. My professional website is more detail about who I am and what I do and whether I can help you further. This is normally where I say when I'm next speaking. And where am I next speaking? Well, I'm going to be at Podcast Movement in Dallas in August, which might be nice. Not necessarily speaking on anything there yet, but might be speaking on something there in the future. So that might be good. Other than that, nothing booked. So you're more than welcome. james.cridland.net/speaking. We'll find out lots more about me speaking, I think. So that might be fun. But there we are. More radio trends and more future of radio in a bit. But until then, keep listening.